cool would it be to outsource this and have one of your team say, we've already covered step one and step two of the Shinfu? To me, that's like somebody teed up the easiest shot in the world.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
All right, fighters, today I'm excited to bring Michelle Myers to you. She's the founder of Pink Collars. They handle all the office stuff, answer the phones, a bunch of other stuff that we get into in the podcast. But guys, as you hear later in the interview, my criteria, we've partnered with Pink Collars, just throw that out here, here in the fight and in our Contractor Sales Academy. I don't partner with people that I don't believe aren't committed to getting better and are true FWs, and that's what Michelle is. I invite you to check out this interview. Really cool thing that her and her team have done from the answering service side of things is she's actually certifying her pink collars in our sales process that we teach in the Contractor Sales Academy called the Shinfu. So imagine being able to get handed a lead that's already been pre-qualified for you and your sales team. It's pretty game-changing stuff here, which is what we talked about here a little bit. So anyway, I'm going to shut my trap. And without further ado, here's Michelle Myers. Michelle, welcome to the Contractor Fight. What's going on today?
Hey there, Mr. Reber. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So just talking about teenagers and dogs and spouses and things like that. Your husband, you kicked your husband out of the house, so it'd be quiet for the podcast. And right as I said that, just right when I hit record, one of the teenagers emerged from her bedroom and walked through the room here. Couldn't have been on a better, but she was quiet. She didn't make any noise. So that was nice.
Awesome.
I've given up the hope of ever having a quiet house anymore. So it's like, yeah, whatever. But so here we are. We're going to get into you guys and pink collars here a little bit and a lot of cool things that are going on in the universe right now. But I just want to thank you for being here. Where are you calling from, or where are you sitting right now? Where do you live?
Well, our home office is in Middleburg, Virginia. We live right outside of Washington, D.C. So I always tell listeners, clients, friends, anybody that wants the inside scoop on the district, please reach out to us when you're visiting. We love showing people around. I am a big fan of what I call the lunatic D.C. tour. Happens at about 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and you see everything lit up in the evenings. It's really beautiful. So I offer that to anybody that comes to DC. It's a great city, and we're about 45 minutes west of it.
Nice. That's, my girlfriend's sister lives out there. And let's see, Steve Schinholzer lives in Maryland right down the road. Yeah. And I'm going to be out there, I think it's early September. We have a CSA Next Level event that we're doing there at Steve's house.
That'll be pretty cool.
Early, I think it's the week of the, whatever the 10th or 12th is, somewhere in that week. So going to be out there. Yeah. I haven't been anywhere in a while because all the crap that's going on in the world. But anyway, so pink collars, how the heck did you get here?
How did I get here? Well, it's a long twisting story and I'll make it very quickly. Like all entrepreneurs, I think I just found a gap in the market, a pain point. But selfishly, I was creating a job for myself. I was a single divorced parent of two children. And I needed a job where I could stay home and fulfill my wife, mother, and parent role in addition to creating an income. So the wife part was not part of my job description at the point when I started my company. I was going through a divorce and found myself needing some flexible work that wasn't super pyramid schemey. Is that a word? It is now. I found at least, 8, 9 years ago when I was doing this, that there weren't a lot of options that weren't selling makeup or selling leggings or selling something, right? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't kind of that person. I had come from a construction background. My dad is a pastor and was a GC and built every home we ever lived in as a kid. So I worked in interior design for my career. And when the economy took a dive in 2009, I found myself without work. So I just put some stuff on Craigslist. I mean, to be honest, I kind of sold myself. I said, hey, I can organize your garage. I can do filing. I can answer phones. I can kind of do whatever. And I picked up my first client and they were a tree service. It was a husband and wife tree service. The wife had just become an arborist and she wanted to be a climber. She wanted to be a technical climber in the tree. Oh, wow. And so, yeah, they reached out to me and she said, basically, I'm sick of sitting in the truck answering all the phone calls. I want to be out in the tree with my husband. Can you help us? And that's when my first business was born. So that's how I started it.
So where'd the name come from?
Well, the name of my original company was My Virtual Page, which morphed into Pink Collars when I married my husband, Doug. And when my husband, Doug, met me, he came over to my house and he saw a laptop and a desktop and a clamshell phone and a voice over IP phone. And he's like, I don't know if you're doing something illegal. I don't know what you're doing here. I had three clients at that time. I was just a, you know, single mom, just hustling up work. And I was working very strategically with a software company in the tree industry space. And he said, this could actually be a business. And I looked at him and said, no, I'm just trying to keep food on the table. You know, this isn't a business. This is a hustle. And he goes, no, I think what you're doing is you're outsourcing the office component. And in construction, as you know, there's lots of trades that are contractors that outsource different trades within the process. And so he worked for a company that procured materials, siding, windows, doors. And their business actually did a white label company that installed the siding for general contractors. So you'd go buy your materials from them and then you could hire this crew to do the siding install for you if you weren't really confident in doing that. So he said, that's exactly what we do at my business. You're doing it. It's a company. And I was like, nah, it's just it's a hustle. Yeah. So he really saw it and was the person who came up with Pink Collars, because in the work world, there's blue collar, there's white collar for office folks, and pink collar is traditionally associated with the admin or support role. So that's how it came about.
I love it. That's a cool. Yeah, I already learned something. We're like 3 minutes in and I've learned. There you go. So I think the homepage of your website says it all. We handle the office. You stay in the field, right? And so give us a flyby of the services that you guys offer. And there's a reason here. Let me just give everyone full disclosure here. We work with you guys in our Contractor Sales Academy and a lot of our members do and things like that. And we've gotten to know each other and we'll get into this later, but you and some of your team have gone through our CSA, Shin Fu training and things like that. So we're going to get into that later. Yep. So I want people to understand that you're just not some answering service, quote unquote, people that called us up and said, hey, can we come on the podcast? We actually have a history.
True. True.
I know that you are much more than just a answering service. I want to be very clear and not disrespect what you guys do, because I think you guys are really bringing your A game in ways that other services don't. And so give us that 30,000 foot view of what you guys do.
Absolutely. Well, I think what sets us apart, there's a lot of things that set us apart, but the primary thing is that we assign one individual to work for your business. And so when you typically hire an answering service that's, 12 to 20 people in a room, you can hear that they're in cubicles, you can hear the phones ringing in the background, you can understand the script that they go through, the lame, what's your name, what's your address, what do you need, can I take a message, right? And that's what we call can kickers. We just kick the can down the road, those guys. What we do, right, an answering service is nothing more than a can kicker. They're just kicking it down. What we do that I think is super cool, like I said, we put one individual on your account. They work within the CRM of your choice. So if you're an owner operator and you don't have a CRM, we'll set you up with a Trello board and we'll make that free product, Trello, a CRM for your business, right? We'll put all the milestones in, will understand exactly where you are in your steps of the process or in that project. But traditionally, we work within a CRM. So like a Jobber or a Service Autopilot or a, you know, what is the one? Less Annoying CRM. That's my favorite name one of all. I love it. And we put in all the customer's information. We see the job notes. We understand if they've paid. We see the milestones of the job. And really what we can do is set expectations for that customer. Where you're out in the field delivering services, we can be holding the hands of the customer along the way alongside you because we have access to that information. So that's really the differentiator. And then what's really cool about what we do is that we work in a team structure. We have a ton of cool culture. If you were on camera with me, you could see in the background, I've got a crazy prize wheel. We're constantly giving stuff away to these young men and young women that work for our business. And we really love and care for them so that you can really focus on growing the team in the field that you're in charge of. I find that a lot of business owners have an incredible ability to do the thing, right? They can go out and do the thing. They can swing the hammer. They can put in the project in motion. They can do the thing and they can have really great team members around them personally. But when it comes to hiring somebody that they can't see, they can't grab, they can't touch, they can't interact with personally, that somehow is a little bit scary. And we make that not so scary. Mm-hmm. So I think if there's any silver lining to what this COVID thing has done to all of us, is that it's really proven that working remotely is possible, first of all, and that there are tons of tools out there to connect us as individuals and as human beings. So we lean into all those tools and have for many years. So we do a ton of video, we do a ton of screen sharing, a ton of images. We have lots and lots of clients that send us before and after pictures so that we can note all of those things. And what I love about working with you guys is that we went through the gatekeeper challenge with you and Steve. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that we can help kind of get the customer through a few of those steps, right? A few of the first steps. And really hand off a lead to the contractor that's hot and ready to go. And that really saves even more time. So again, putting gas on this fire is really what we like to do.
Yeah, the admin thing, I'll tell you, and this is from a non-admin guy 100% here. So I, many, many years ago, I used to, what would be a nice way to say this? I would undervalue what administrative typed people actually do for a business. And undervalued it in the sense of just like, I didn't think it was that hard or something. I don't know. I think having somebody like you guys that there's like 18 things rolling through my mind right now, which is why I'm pausing. I'm like going, where am I going? So all right, let's take the CRM thing. Like,
sure.
If I had a nickel for every contractor that said to me, I can't keep track of shit. I don't know how to, I don't have the time to learn the CRM. Most people don't have success with the CRM because they just don't commit to using it. It doesn't matter which one it is. Pick one and use it, you know? And the fact that you guys are capturing those details and you know, segmenting things properly. I mean, this it's hard for somebody to see around the bend a few years down the road in their business, but the years and years of this data is going to be invaluable to them down the road because the money's in the list and you guys are doing it right. So that alone, I'm like, that's kick ass. But then the thing that really I love about you guys, you have one person assigned to a business. And I don't know how you're pulling that off, because that's maybe you want to share on that a bit, but that alone is a huge differentiator, because you get to know the team, you get to know the things that come into the business, the calls they get, and the, you know, so yeah, how do you pull that off? And because like one of your pink collars, how many companies can they actually work with?
Well, it's interesting that you ask. We are constantly in every single vertical that we work in, finding that pain point, right? So in tree service, it's really about $2 million in annual revenue in tree service, because ticket items in tree service are really high. in lawn care and landscaping, it's about $1 million in revenue. That's when the pain happens and it's like really, it really needs to be one dedicated person. So let me circle back to your question. We are a shared resource, meaning that individual, let's just call her Janice or Mary. Let's call her Mary. So we're a shared resource. Mary works with two, sometimes three contractors to get up to that million or $2 million point, depending on what vertical they're in. We are actually doing something wacky with a couple of the CSA members right now, where they're sharing a person part-time so that they can really get a feel for how it's going to work. They don't get a ton of phone calls. They get maybe two or three in that four-hour block that they've agreed to. They're going to work in the afternoons with us. But there's so many more little things that that person can be doing that aren't phone specific. But the fact that they're available to take those phone calls for those 4 hours or those 8 hours is really the kicker. Because as you know, one phone call equals one job, and one job can save the whole month, right? Mm-hmm. And we find that we have a huge return on investment by the fact that we're not missing opportunities. And that's the key. So it's, like I said, it's a shared person. I kind of match companies with one another. I say, okay, this is a fencing guy and we're only just doing these two pieces of work for him. So mm-hmm. I need to add a little bit more to this person's plate to make them, you know, at full capacity. And that's where my construction and design background come in. I really program that individual on my team so that they win, so that the contractors that they're supporting win, and so that the availability and capturing of those opportunities really happens. And so it's different with each one of my employees. I've got some employees that have one company fully dedicated. They pay a higher price for that hourly, but that works for that company because they really need that full-time, you know, responsiveness and full-time attention. And then we've got other guys that just need somebody available and be able to work on projects that are necessary that can be broken up over a few days or a week. So it really is very customizable. And that's, again, what sets us apart. So you can really ask for it and we'll try to make it happen.
What are some of those other projects?
Other projects are managing your Facebook page, putting before and after images out, participating in local home groups, you know, local moms groups on Facebook. I cannot tell you the amount of referral business you get from just popping in and saying, hello, I do decks, or hi, I can paint this. I mean, it's the funniest, true, saddest story. But I legitimately hired a contractor to tile my backsplash. He shows up here yesterday on Sunday. This was the only day he was available. Says he doesn't have something, drives out of my driveway, and never comes back. Never comes back. So I was on Facebook this morning in my group of all my referrals, right? All my neighbors and friends. I've already got a new tile guy. He'll be here this afternoon. So you have to know that that's how consumers are making choices now. And to have you out there present, it's very important. So we can do those things as well.
You bring up the Facebook group. Years ago, I had a business and this other business, and I had a young woman, super personable, outgoing, amazing. Her job was business development. Mm-hmm. And we probably got 15 to 20 leads a week just because she was in these moms groups in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just, and what's funny is people were like, does anyone know this? And they would tag her after a while. And so, you know, I live in Colorado Springs. At last I checked, one of the big moms groups here has got like 35,000 moms in it or something. I mean, it's
freaking insane. Fun.
And so to not have a press, and you know, you can't get in if you're a dude, you know, which is fine. So you gotta hire somebody to do this for you. You know, you got, that's where the eyeballs are. And I do the same thing you do. Like if I need, there's some stuff around the house here that I have to do. And I guarantee you when I'm ready to do it, I'm going to Facebook and I'm going to go, does anyone know, blah, blah, blah.
Boom.
Exactly. I'm going to do that before I go to Google, actually. because I'm going to trust the people that I know and who know me in my area here. So anyway, just.
Yeah. So we can do that kind of stuff. I think materials orders are really hard because there's a ton of back and forth with your suppliers. Is it ordered? What's the purchase order number? Is the invoice paid? Blah, blah, blah. Like that's just hell for a contractor. And, you know, we can put together, like I mentioned before, a Trello board, which is a free resource where you as the owner can get back to your home at 7 o'clock at night and look on the Trello board and see, okay, this has been ordered, this is done, this is the purchase order, this is the wait list, this is what's happening. And again, we're connecting to the customer, but there isn't any reason why we don't have the bandwidth to kind of help you with some of your suppliers too. So again, we're a company of yes. And you know, I said yes after a really big important job with the corner office and a lot of people working with me. I said yes to answering the phones. I made $175 a week that first year. The first year in my business, I made $12,000. I was under the poverty line. Like I should not have been able to survive.
Right.
But I said yes, and I keep saying yes. And now what our mission is to continue to create jobs for people that want to work at home. That want to help support small business. That's the end all be all of what we want to do. So anything you can come up with that's legal and has to do with your business, we're here to help you.
Cool. That's so cool. And I didn't know that about like the Trello stuff and this and that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. It's funny. I opened up Trello once and I shut it and never opened it again. I was like, I don't know what to do with this thing.
I find that it's a really nice resource because again, it's quick information. If you don't have a CRM and you're not super tech savvy, which is cool. Again, our business wants to be the bridge between the technology and the contractor. And Trello is just a really cool place to kind of throw pictures or images. And then the other thing that we utilize that I always tell contractors to get, if you have one employee or 100, quickly go out and get a Slack account. I mean, Slack will change your mind. It'll change your life. You'll be able to search and keep people accountable and say, yeah, I told you to order that concrete. It's right here on this day, on this time, and you're not searching through 1,000 text message chains. So whether you have one guy or 100, I say get Slack too. It's very easy entry and very intuitive. If you can text, you can Slack.
Yeah. We use Slack a lot here in the contractor fight with my team and I, and we have like it has different channels and stuff, which you know.
That's great. You
know, I just hop in and reply to stuff. I don't use it to the voodoo level my team does, but it's, you know, we have a channel for our 100K program. We have a channel for the podcast, sure. So today we're going to record this. And when I'm done, I'm going to go into Slack. I'm going to tag Roz, my assistant, and I'm going to go, you know, hey, these two podcasts were recorded today and they're ready, you know, and then
great.
From there and boom, I never see it again until it's live. Right. So, okay. So what you grew up with a general contractor father. So you've been around the trades and stuff like that. I'm not picking apart your childhood here. I'm not going there.
Please. You can please.
I'm curious. See, a lot of times people come from outside the trades and then they start working with the trades and they're like, sure. Oh my God, like it's like culture shock in some ways. So I guess, what are some of the biggest surprises that you've had as you've gotten to know contractors at a deeper level like this, kind of behind the scenes? And
it's interesting because, and it's one of the tenets that the CSA really preaches. I was actually doing some due diligence on you this week too. Mm-hmm. And I loved you recorded a video years ago about selling over the phone. It's probably 2017. And I just rewatched that. And I loved how you really had identified that not running to every job was really the key. And it's interesting that we see no matter what trade, no matter where they are, they're all convinced that they have to go and see it. And again, if there's any silver lining to what's happened in the last little while, we've proven to multiple trades, and I'm talking window washers, roof washers, soft and power washers. Landscape is pretty good. They've kind of known this, but all measurements can be taken online. Mm-hmm. All. And you don't have to have an individual that lives in Indianapolis to know what is how to get around Indianapolis, right? Or any given city. That's been the interesting thing, is that guys have such a hard time understanding that we don't have to live there. We don't have to know it perfectly. We have incredible tools online to teach us and to inform us. Mm-hmm. And we can see your service area. And that's, again, where that design comes back, is I block out a service area in color code. And so I get really deep when we do our onboarding with a new client, and we talk about their service area. We talk about where their current jobs are. But then we say, if you have a new lead in this area, first of all, we go through the word tracks and shin foom first, right? But when you decide that you're going to go see that person or pick up a check or do the thing, the next thing, yeah, you're only allowed to do that thing on Tuesdays, because that's where your guys are. That's where your current job is. We're going to strategize so that your time is valuable, so you can swing by two job sites and then pick up a check. We're not going to send you here, there, and everywhere, because we're going to be super concise about that service area so that your time is valuable. And so that's really where I see guys struggle, is that they can't get up away from the service area enough to not just shoot off every single direction that they need to go, right? And they can't. And that's been a challenge. That's been fun, but it's been a challenge. But we've proven it time and time again that once we force them into that system, mm-hmm, that they're incredibly happy, because then they know what's going to happen every day. Tuesdays, I'm always north of town. Tuesdays, north of town. They can start to run their life in a better way, right? They can go to that BNI group or that chamber thing that they constantly missed, because right, now they have a window. Now they know they can be there. And so that has been interesting. I don't know. The chaos of it is fun to me. I'm quick start. I got my personality exam test recently. We tested our entire management team, and I am an initiating quick start, which means I start everything and then I need a group of people to come behind me and help finish it, right? And I think a lot of
think I'm a quick start. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, idea guy. Let's totally, what if we, you know, yep, here's the vision, and I kind of throw a match on the thing and I walk away.
Yep. me too. But here's the crazy thing. And again, if everybody could see my video, they would see, here's our management team's results of this test behind me on the board. It's so fun. I was the person that did all the hiring for the first couple of years in this business. And when my husband was able to quit his job and come to work with us, I said to him, I just keep hiring like the same person. And I was having this problem with traction and hiring. And he said, but you're hiring yourself. That's the problem, right? You get on these interviews and you're laughing and you're connecting and you're doing all. So I handed hiring off to him. It was the very first thing we did. You're in charge of hiring. He has not gotten it wrong yet. So it's so funny that you can look to your spouse, you can look to your manager, you can look to your field ops guy, you can look to whoever it is out there with you that's working with you. And if they're your opposite, wow, then you're in good shape. You got right, something you can build on. Then the two of you or the three of you or the four of you can start to scale something. Because again, you got to surround yourself with those opposites. But he does all the hiring now. I'm out. I'm totally out.
All right, fighters, $100,000 a year is not too much to ask. Listen, when our parents were younger, 100 grand was a lot of money. When I was growing up, 100 grand was a lot of money. Today, it's barely enough to get by in America, especially if you're a business owner. You got a lot of responsibilities. Everyone's got a handout, man. You got your subs, your employees, your vendors, your customers, your family, the doctor, your lawyer, the IRS, the state. Everybody wants a piece of the damn action. And quite frankly, the bills are never going to stop. Okay. Sadly, most contractors just think, I got to work harder and harder and harder and harder to make more money. Yet you're putting in all this time, putting in all this effort, and you're wondering, why am I still at 50, 60, 75 grand a year when I'm working my ass off? Listen, that's where I wanted to share with you guys a resource that we have, a kick-ass program called the 100K Contractor. Guys, this program is designed to do just that. It's to get you as a contractor business owner to at least $100,000 a year in personal income. All right. So I want to just share this domain with you guys because, listen, at the end of the day, you deserve it. Your family deserves it. It's time we quit stealing from our families. We've got a lot of cool stuff inside the 100K Contractor. So if you go to thecontractorfight.com/100K-contractor, you can see what we got going on. We've got a couple of videos where things get explained and get you guys set up on the right path toward your 100K personal income. You guys rock.
You know, it's funny. Just last week, I had to own my crap during our Contractor Fight team meeting with my team because I was all on edge. Like, this is here, just full transparency here for the world. I was on edge about some stuff, and it wasn't anyone in particular in the company. I just felt I'm extremely competitive, and when I know I'm not delivering our best or my best, that's what pisses me off. Yeah. Like, inefficiency pisses me off. And here's the thing. I can't remember the last time I've been upset with anyone on my team. Yeah. 'Cause it's always me as the leader who gets in the way. And so I had this reminder last week. So we're recording this on Monday, the 15th, right, of June? Yeah. Okay. Yep. So a week ago Monday, between Monday and Tuesday morning, I had spent at least 8 hours making something up that I wanted, like a form for one of our coaching programs. Okay. I spent like 8 hours because I had this idea, right? And because I'm fucking impatient, I did it myself. Yep. And by the time we had our team call on Tuesday morning, I was all high strung and pissed, and I shared it with them and I put it on the screen, and they were like, oh, well, that's wrong. And that's wrong. And, you know, not in a bad way.
Sure.
And then I was like pissed. And then my assistant Roz, she was great. She goes, why don't you send me over what you're thinking and let me work on that? Yeah. And so she said it in a very nice way, but basically she's saying, you fully screwed this up and now I have to redo it. And, and within like 45 minutes, I had back to me exactly what I wanted. And so this is just a reminder to me, and made when you talk about the hiring thing, is we are often the biggest bottleneck to our business, to our growth. I mean,
true.
If you're a contractor, you're listening to this right now, or you're watching this on YouTube, if we put it there or whatever, raise your hand right now. Now, all the hands are going up. I'm telling you right now, raise your hand if you get in your way administratively and you're always frustrated all the time, raise your damn hand. Because most of you are. There's probably four of them in the world that can do their own shit and do it well. Okay. So, guys, that's the bottleneck. You're in the way. You're in the way, just like Michelle was in the way of hiring. You're in the way, I was impatient, and instead of just taking 10 minutes and sending a message or a Loom video or something to my assistant going, this is what I'm thinking. I created over a day's worth of frustration. I was acting like a little baby and a little bitch on our team call that morning. Like, all because I refused to get the hell out of the way. So,
yeah, it's so true.
So I want to talk a little about the training that you guys did in the contractor sales. This was when I knew you were the real deal.
Oh no! What did I do?
I don't mean like I thought anything less. Like,
sure,
before,
but
that.
But
when you were like, hey, I want to start taking some of our pink collars through this Shin Fu process. Because you see the big picture. You're like, man, if I could get our people answering the phone and taking some weight off of a contractor, this adds massive value to everybody down the road. And
huge.
And on our training, we had you and some of your team there. At one point, I was sitting back just going, I was putting myself in the contractor's shoes going, because here's a typical call, answering service, quote unquote, right? The lead, I've hired them through the years, way back. The lead would come in, the phone would ring, they'd answer it, they'd bring up our website, and we had a schedule now thing on our website.
they would gather the info, click a button and schedule the estimate. And I'd get an alert on my phone to go meet with somebody, right?
Sure.
And then a bunch of the calls would be like, you know, salespeople and they, whatever. Okay. And they, for what they did a decent job, but sure. I still as a sale, I mean, and I'm talking 50, 80 leads a month. I still had to weed through that. Mm-hmm. So when we were on our training, I'm sitting back because you guys were doing some role play and stuff. And I'm sitting back going, how cool would it be to outsource this?
Yeah.
Open my inbox in the morning and have one of your team say, hey, Tom, Joe Smith is expecting a call such and such time. We've already covered step one and step two of the Shin Fu. He's ready to pick up step three. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Yep. This is his main motive. This is what he's concerned about. Like knowing that, to me, that's like somebody just teed up the easiest shot in the world for you as a salesperson. And so I'm curious, what was the moment that you were like, hey, we're going to start leveling up in this industry and equipping our pink collars in ways that nobody else is and stuff? Like what made that happen?
Well, it's interesting because it's a client, it's a referral, it's a person. And so funny, but Paul and Barbie Holdeman were members of the Bridge many, many years ago, went through the Shin Fu, loved the program. And when I started asking them about it based on us talking, I think it was actually at Pandemonium we started kicking the idea around. And they said, oh, well, this is Derek or this is this or whoever. And they started kind of introducing me to the concept. I thought, you know, this is a cool deal. And in typical owner fashion and in quick start fashion, I'll own it now. I handed it off to two people. I was like, hey, this is a great idea. And I teed it up and I punted it, right? And I punted it to two people that were wonderful individuals, but they just were like, what? It's a whole bunch of dudes was the first thing they said. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's a whole bunch of guys. I'm scared, right? So they hemmed, they hawed, it didn't work out. But it was my fault because as a leader, I should have led and I didn't. So I found myself circling back to it all the time and it was constantly nagging me. And I was like, you know, I got to do this thing. I mean, I told Derek I was going to do it. And now I've had this phone call with Steve Schinholzer. And now I've said, I got to just do it. And I just made myself commit and then follow through. And I am so grateful because I know it adds a ton of value to our stuff. But it adds a ton of value to me trying to sell my services because I'm shinfuing people now. And it's like, hey, wait a second. I've been asking people all the wrong stuff and talking about my own dumb self and not listening to their pain point.
Right.
I mean, I got on the phone. Doug actually was on the phone this morning and I was overhearing. But I slipped this little piece of paper, right? What's a typical day for you look like? Right? Yep. What do your evenings look like? Mm. Are you a parent or a husband? Right? So I'm asking these questions. He was on the Zoom call. The guy's crying. He's like, my business is totally overwhelming me. I can't do it anymore. I'm on the phone till 9 o'clock at night. Everything's on a Google calendar. It's completely disorganized. And I'm just like, just watching that this morning was powerful. So I had to do it because it needed to be done for my team. First of all, Paul and Barbie obviously led me to you guys. But Joe Everest over at Ozark, he's one of our clients. He speaks very highly of the program and said, I really want Lori, the gal that works with him, to go through this process. I think it's a really cool thing. So he encouraged me. And then Jeff Chudek, Minnesota Waterscapes, also encouraged me. So I had these clients, I had this guilt, I had this failure. I mean, it's just all piled up, right? And then pretty soon it was like all roads were leading to the CSA. And I just had to do it.
Yeah.
So, well, does that make sense?
because as the, what are you, a quick start? So I guess that's what
I am. Yeah, it's quick start. Yep.
I'll take the thing. I'm incredibly visionary. And I remember a couple, so for anyone that doesn't know this, we've been teaching this quote unquote virtual sales thing for like 6 years. And it didn't start because of COVID. It started because the typical contractor spends about 3 to 4 hours of their life running around every lead, whether they get the job or not. And just like the person on the Zoom call today or whatever the guy was buying, like that's the life they have because we're spending so much time with the wrong people. So we started teaching this, and it's funny because it was at least a couple years ago, the visionary in me was going, wouldn't it be cool if we had like a team of people that could just field calls for these contractors that are overwhelmed, and because time kills deals, and and if they were kind of trained up to even do some of the sales and stuff on the phone form. And that's where I left it. I just left it there. So I just think that the universe or whatever, and Paul and Barbie and everybody, I think it's just come together, you know, at the right time here with the right people, and that's you guys. And so I'm super fired up about that. What was the initial feedback that you got from your pink collars that were part of the training? Because I know sometimes we're behind something as the leader, right? We're like,
Sure. This and is awesome. Like, yeah.
Oh, here we go again, you know?
Well, I got to call out my team person that is just taking this thing and run with it. And again, it's all thanks to our shared client, Joe Evers. So Joe over at Ozark Fence hired us. We met him at the huge convention last year in Branson. He actually won our giveaway, shows up in his orange shirt and all this stuff. I'd never forget him. And he puts his name in a hat and I pull it out and I'm like, wow, you won like our iPad. Well, that opened a conversation. I give him a few $100 iPad. Then we're on the phone talking about stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, I have my family member in the office, right? His sister works in the office. We need some help. I'm not sure what it looks like. Can we just kind of go through what we might need? I said, sure. So he again, Shin Fu again, here it comes. He had some really cool word tracks and some really cool, like sort of, he called it the journey of a customer. And this thing is like gold, right? Mm-hmm. He legitimately had every single step down. Phone rings. You answer it here. You say this. If they say that, you say this. I mean, he literally has it broken down to the verb, right? Yeah. So I looked at that and I was like, man, this guy, he's got it together. And when he had Lori run through the steps, get them onto the calendar, collect the pictures, all of a sudden I saw just the traction that he was getting. And I was like, man, this kid's onto something. I mean, he just is onto something. And Lori was just like, Michelle, this just works. Like, and here's the funny part. And I did a Zoom with Joe and we did a Facebook actually recently. And he said, if customers are unwilling to follow my process, they're just not my customers. He has zero problem saying that. And he goes, because if they're not going to listen to us at step A, when we get down to like the work order and the invoice and maybe we, you know, broke something or something went wrong, then it's really going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. So why not just identify at the beginning if they're going to be your customer or not? It makes it so much easier. And I was like, man, I learned so much just by watching them set up their process together. Yeah, they just got it down. And so I mean, I'm constantly sending him referrals and saying, hey, can you spend a few minutes with this guy? So I think he and I need to do some videos on some setup stuff because he's really taken what could have been a very niche business, not a huge, huge scalable business. And he's just turned the fire on that thing. So I'm impressed.
Yeah. I've known Joe for a couple of years now and he's a rock star. And what he said, and you just shared about, you know, if they're not willing to follow my process, that is such a hard thing for so many contractors because of a couple reasons. One, you just don't have enough leads coming in, right? So you're all puckered up and you don't want to lose the lead, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to scare them away. And, or the other is you just think you have to keep playing by the same rules as everybody else in your industry. And we were talking about that before we hit record today, that some guys just, you were talking about tree service guys.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a few tree service guys about our program, and I think only one has ever joined, and he left after a couple of weeks or something because they kept saying, no, you can't do that in my industry. You can't do that in my industry. Yeah. You can't do that in my area. And I wish if I could wave a magic wand, I would give all contractors the ability to just consider the possibility you don't have to play by all the same rules.
It's so true. And to set yourself apart. I mean, and here's the wacky thing about what we did for a business. I mean, there wasn't a single person that thought that we could create basically a remote employee scenario. And you have to remember, when I started this thing in 2010-11, the CRMs weren't even cloud-based. I was working on things where we had to like connect to Wi-Fi at the same time. And any new information, like the little first tree service, they would go sit in the Starbucks parking lot and sync their iPad. Okay, hit sync. Yeah. Okay, are you hitting sync? Okay, just sit still. Don't move. Hit sync so that they could get the notes for the following day. Like, that's how archaic it was. And yet I was like, no, we can figure it out. I just didn't, for whatever reason, I think I was just so hungry, literally and physically. And emotionally, I was just so hungry to make something happen so that I didn't have to put my kid in daycare. I was willing to try anything. Yeah. And I think that you got to be that way. And you got to say, yeah, it's totally wacky. And it's not anything that anybody has ever done. But, you know, I got a long list of copycats now. I got a long list. So you just do it. Do what you think is right, because you're going to create something totally different. I was actually talking to another guy recently, Tommy Mello, who I introduced you to. And we were talking about opportunities in this time. And I am seeing nothing but opportunities right now. I'm seeing them with our customers, our clients, our home service businesses are killing it right now because everybody's looking at all the dumb stuff they want to get done, right? They're like stuck on the backsplash on the tile in the kitchen or whatever, like me. And everybody has a list of stuff they want to do. And so now I think is an incredible time to be in contracting. I think it's a really cool time to establish yourself in the marketplace and to take a foothold where there might not be one, because there may be some folks that are not as organized, that don't have as good a reputation, and that don't have guidance and participating in, you know, things like this, where they have, you know, somewhere to tell them, you know, that they're smart and they're good and their time is worth something. So I think it's a cool time to be out there right now myself.
Well, you touched on some a minute or so ago that I think is huge, is it's this, when you have a sales process that like this, that's differentiating, because every other guy, I mean, you and your team hear it. We hear it as contractors, like, well, why don't you just send somebody out like everybody else does, you know? And that could be a scary question for somebody who's not trained on really how to answer that. But, you know, we equip people to do that, to be able to have those conversations with the right tone, the right spirit, that doesn't make you come off like you're some prima donna, like you don't want to come out there. Because we've heard that. We've role played that before. Like, why don't you just come out when everyone else comes up? Oh, Michelle, I can't wait to come out. Okay. Yeah. But the first step in our process is this. Or whatever the word track might be for you. But I just want to encourage people that when you take control of this process, it actually builds trust with the people that are the best customers for you, because they can let their guard down a little, because you're addressing the elephant in the room. You're not reactive, you're proactive. I always blame, you know, we role played this in the training we did with you a while back. I always blame my process or my happy customers. I'm like, when I set up this call with people and I'm going to get on the phone, if I'm going to pre-qualify, I want to know how you heard about me. So like you mentioned referrals, like, hey, Joe Everest referred you. Oh, what did Joe have to say? You know? Yeah. Oh, really? Those were some really nice things. Is that what made you pick up the phone and call us? We really appreciate that. Blah, blah. There's some gratitude. Yeah. That's what I set my process up on. Now I transition and I go, hey, well, would it be cool if I shared with you the process that we use so that guys like Joe refer us to people like you? And then let people's guard down to now you're like, oh, if Joe did this, or if these 155 people on Google that reviewed you with great reviews did this, then it must be okay. It's like a built-in social proof. So many nuances to this, but it's really just about building trust with the client and, you know, being confident in that. Like, I don't know, this is what we do. So
no, Joe has it. Like I said, his word tracking for how did you hear about us? He has like 12 different responses. If it's through Google, this is what you say. If it's a truck, aren't those trucks cool? You can't miss them, can you? If it's Facebook, oh, I'm so glad you da-da-da. If it's website, well, then obviously you saw the great pictures we have before and after, blah, blah, blah. So every single thing can be dialed in. Again, if you could see my board behind me, I think that this is probably the biggest takeaway that I've come up with in the last few days too, is that a business owner needs to consistently be working on a process in their business, just a process. What does that look like? And because if Contractor Sales Academy and Shinfu, it's a process, it's a pathway, right? And you guys have set it up and it's like, you just grab it and go with it. That's a process. Come up with a process for your phones, you know, come up with a process for your admin, come up with a process for your field ops guy, because as the business owner, you're the only person that can see it the way you see it, right? The quick start is the one that sees it and that initiates it. We're the creators. We're baking the bread. We're making it happen. And so if we can continue to latch on to processes, whether they be something like CSA or Shinfu, whether it be a company like ours, whether it be a great podcast where you're learning and in nurturing yourself, you know, personally to learn more. A process is really the thing that's going to be able to scale your company. And so just pick one and start. And that's really what we're constantly doing with our business. And, you know, we're not perfect. We're growing. We got a lot of people. We're managing a lot. And I think that process is really where we shine. So I would encourage guys to do that too.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
and I would encourage guys that know they need a process, but have no idea where to start. That's something that you guys can even help with, because that's your world. That's what you guys do. So, you know, you don't have to have all this worked out. Give Michelle and her team a call and just go, hey, we want to talk about this. Here's some outcomes that we'd like to have. What, you know, can we put our heads together and create something here that helps us scale our business, gets me out of the bottleneck, you know, so we don't drop so many balls and stuff. So, so Michelle, we'll put a link in here to your site and stuff. I want to invite everybody to head to the contractorfight.com/pink. And
I get my own page. Wow. Look at that.
No, make a page.
Love it.
contractorfight.com/pink. If they want to learn more about you, and we'll get that up here quickly. Is there anywhere else you want them to check you out or reach out? How can somebody get in touch with you and have a great conversation?
Yeah, well, we will put, we'll put a page together, or we'll actually, let me see, I haven't thought that through yet. Probably the best way to go is to come to our website. Yep. There's all kinds of cool places that say we need more information. We actually have put a better process in place to qualify our customers too. So we ask people, I know, I'm a student, I'm a teacher, I'm all of it. It's great. Yep. So we actually put an intake form on our website that asks us a little bit about your company, a little bit about your finances. We're going to ask you all the questions, right? We're going to put you through the foo. And we want to know exactly if you're going to be a good client for us in the long term, because we really want to be a revenue generator for your business. We want to be sure that we are capturing leads, that we are building a list. Whether somebody works with you today or tomorrow or didn't work with you today does not mean that you shouldn't send them a Christmas card or an email or a text message in the future. So capturing that information in some form or fashion is super important. I was a part of a online conference this weekend, and one of the speakers says, marketing can't just be one-to-one. It has to be one-to-many. And so let us help you collect all those manys, right? You got a ton of them in your world. where are they all that we could reach them again? Because every 5 or 6 years, people need stuff done. I mean, people just need stuff done. There's not any reason why you shouldn't be nurturing that relationship all along the way, because, you know, it's important. So,
well, I love it. Well, we'll get all those links up.
Yeah.
And we super appreciate you being not just on the contractor fight here today, but part of what we got going on in the Sales Academy. And we're big fans of yours. And one of the top criteria for me saying, hey, let's connect with somebody like you, is they have to be committed to getting better. Yeah. Like, I don't want to ever partner or team up with somebody in any way that just doesn't continually look for ways to get better. Yeah. And that's what myself and all of us here at The Fight really appreciate about you and your team. So thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Tom. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and big kudos to all of your folks out there. I am just going to go ahead and leave this here. Just going to go ahead and say it. I did get my green belt this week, and I'm just lobbying for a pink belt. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Is there a way we can throw some color in there for maybe admin folks? I'm just saying.
I'm writing this down right now, so I don't forget.
Maybe there's a pink belt challenge in the future for office and support staff. Ooh. There could be. I'm just saying. It could be fun.
I like that. Well, we'll throw that on the table in the weekly meeting this week. So
Sounds good. Thanks for putting up with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. And everybody, hit the show notes. Check out the description. Head over to Pink Collars in the links that we have there, and get out of your own damn way and grow your business. You guys rock. I got to roll. Travis, bring in the guitars. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.